The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Joining you from the home of the Dragons, Michelle Gertz to join us very shortly, AFL Barwon Vice Chair, to have a bit of a chat about the future going forward. As we know, Craig Keating, as he revealed, would be off the AFL Barwon Commission as of this year because of his tenure coming to a conclusion. 9 years is where they're limited to, and as a result, that means we'll see a new chairperson at the end of the year at the AGM. So Craig has been a wonderful servant, will step down, and they need to find a new chair. And well, he did anoint somebody, and that somebody is about to throw on the headset and have a chat to us, and that is the current vice chair, Michelle Gertz. She's a bit of a legend around Bell Park, of course, the first ever female president of a GFL club when she served in the role going back, I think, 2014-15 off the top of my head with the 2 years she was in charge. And she's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock box. Hello, Gertie.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Firstly, welcome. Nice to be at Bell Park, I suppose. It's like your backyard, isn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah. Just walking along and saying g'day to everyone. It's nice to see them after a couple of years of sort of nothing.
The netball courts over the back where you were home for a little while as well. You trot around. How high did we get, B grade or C grade?
I played one game in A grade and I got votes.
Oh, hello.
I'll never forget it.
Is that when you were working in the Football Netball Geelong office?
And I think they felt sorry for me. I reckon we lost by 80 goals.
And you got one vote?
I got a vote.
Playing wing defence?
Wing attack.
Wing attack?
Yeah.
And you got beaten by 80 goals?
Yeah, yeah. We should never have got one.
So you said you only played one game, you got votes, and then you got dropped.
Basically, yes. Yes.
Who's the coach getting the finger pointed at them for that?
It was a tough period of time for us. So I think I was filling in, and yeah.
There's a rotation policy.
Yeah, I think so. But majority of probably BC, yeah.
Gertie, for those who don't know your background, how did the link to Bell Park come about? Because there's strong family ties.
Yeah, absolutely. My stepdad, Jeff Jarvis, is a legend, Hall of Famer here. And I guess just coming to these games as a kid with him. And then in 2000, the netball started, and Simone Callaghan, who's, you know, Callaghan's another name for Bell Park too. And she rang me and said, do you want to play netball? And I said, look, I've never played this sport before, really. But yeah, I'd love to. So it kind of just came about from that the participation part. And then I think it became clear for me that the governance side and the admin side was probably more my thing rather than playing. So I think I played 120 games and just decided maybe just to quit there and sort of while I was ahead and move into the other space.
Right. And during that time you were working at what was Football Netball Geelong?
Yeah, I did. There was a crossover. I think I was at Footy Netball Geelong from about 2004 to 2007. And then, yeah, Netball Victoria after that. So there's always been that sort of link to sport as well.
Jason Doherty. I have never met you, Michelle, but I've heard much about you. Actually, I saw Simone Callaghan walk past before.
She's
she lives
here.
In Canada.
No, she's back.
She's back.
I saw
it just before walking past. So there's the link. I have a link to, obviously, Jeff's brother, Daryl. I worked at the GDFL for many years.
Yep.
And Daryl, they're great, great football people.
Yes,
great football
they people. Are.
And everybody got a beer at the bottle shop, obviously, on Church Street too at some stage.
And yes, that's right, with Maxie Finnemore as well.
Another Bell Park legend. So the move to the commission and you know, your work with there, the keys for you in terms of moving forward, obviously back from COVID, so
yeah.
That's the biggest one, just participation to start with.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Look, I think as a group, the commission, you know, I think I spoke about this time last year with you guys here, and I think at that point we thought,
oh, that's when we threw you under the bus, didn't we? Just threw the headset on you.
You did, yeah. I just happened to be down here eating my chips and gravy and I ended up on the radio. So
just bought more food too. There's a theme here.
Yes. Obviously we were thinking last year was going to be the year where we got back to a bit of whatever normal is, and didn't eventuate clearly. So I think for this year for us, it is just about getting everyone back and playing through the juniors as well. And I'm talking to people from other sports at the moment too, and there's a lot of drop-off, and that's a big concern. And, look, we haven't assessed that as yet with footy and netball team numbers, but that's something for us, particularly in those junior ranks, because that's what we want to see coming through next. But I think this is just exactly what I want to look at today, is just we're just back playing sport and we can turn up and enjoy it again. So that's the main thing for us right now.
And there's, as you're saying about the drop-off, you know, there's so many other pressures for families and young people in the world, but COVID just... there was an extra bit there as well. So it's tough to get them back. But
I think so.
But you're right. When you see it out there, hopefully that's the fillip for them all to get back and go, you know, just have a go.
Yeah, and I think that that's the, you know, as I said, probably our next commission meeting will start to assess what our numbers are this year and start to compare them probably to 2019 and a little bit of last year. But I guess from there we need to work out, is there a problem and then what do we do about it? Our umpiring numbers was also something that pre-season we had concerns about too. So it really is just assessing it now and then trying to put some plans in place in the future around what that might look like and how we can support clubs to get that participation back up if it is in fact a problem.
Being involved in a, I coached the St Joseph's under-18s and now I've coached the juniors for the last several years. And
you can raise your issue here with not playing Monday if you like.
That's another issue altogether.
I'll handball it to someone else.
I know that, and you read about it in the media, I know that's a problem locally, but seeing it on the coalface, it really is just a matter of the, because we've had that stop-start issues over the last 2 years, it's just the generation that can't be bothered a little bit about the whole, you know, I've been doing this for so long now and I can't be bothered getting to training. So it's a matter, I think, of it's the clubs trying to get their players back involved and their mates trying to get their mates back involved. So it's going to take a bit, I think, the flow on to get them back to attend training and to play sport again.
And it's probably like a 5-year plan too.
It's everywhere too.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's, we can't just assume that, let's just say we're back and it's, you know, round three, round four and everything will go back to normal. It's just not going to be that quick. No. So we've got to be patient with that. And as I said, we've got to provide the amount of support that each club needs and that everyone's going to be a little bit different too. So it is just being patient around that and providing the environment that we know is positive, particularly for the young kids, but even for the older ones as well. It's just, like I said, nice to be back and part of it.
And a good thing is it's not, I can tell you straight up now, within the club point of view, it's not all about winning games of footy. It's actually about getting to training, having a bit of fun, and you've got to put that fun element back into it now. And I think that's where we've shifted our focuses a lot too with our junior programs.
Yep, absolutely.
Around the grounds for Leopold Sporties, well, we're actually here at High Sushi Oval. It's Colac 92 leading Bell Park 44, 3.5 minutes gone in the final quarter of the reserve grade clash. Gertsy, we've bowled the half volleys to you now. I come at you with what I really want to know. Craig Keating basically anointed you as the next chair, as having served as vice. You and I have spoken privately, but I don't think you're upset for me to ask you the question of, is that a role you covet, and will you be saying, I want to be the next chair of AFL Barwon when Craig goes off at the end of the year, knowing also, though, you have to be re-elected?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a hitch there, I suppose. But yes, I guess we've had that succession plan for a few years now. I've been the deputy chair, I think, maybe 3 years. So Craig and I have talked about that, and the members of the commission as well, that's a good next step. And I'd be honoured to be able to pick that up and carry on from what Craig's done. And he's an amazing administrator, and we've been so lucky to have someone, I think, that came in probably in a difficult time around the new AFL Barwon, and someone that didn't have any ties locally that could come in and just go, oh, I can see this and this is what we want to do with it. And he gained the respect of everyone so quickly. So I know that if I am lucky enough to take on that position, I've got a lot of work to do to continue on his legacy, I suppose.
Yep. One of your first things is filling the commission, because I think I understand at the moment you might even be two spots down at the moment. How are you going about maybe filling some casual vacancies to then potentially have a full member? You know, is it an 8 or a 9?
It's 8 for us. We could have 9, but we choose 8.
So how do you make sure you've got 8 in the role come November at the AGM?
Yeah, look, super important question. We're probably in the process now of putting together probably an application process for that. And we did some work, I think in February, around the skills required and what maybe our gaps are. So we've identified those now, and what we're wanting to do is put out something that says, come and apply to us. If you think you've got the skill set that we think we need, we want to hear from you. So hopefully that's something that we'll probably see in the next month. And we want to do a bit of promotion around that, which is something that you don't always have the ability to do, but with a casual vacancy we do. So if we put some people in place and then we get to election time, hopefully the clubs and life members and all of our voters can see that they've done a great job and then continue on with that as well.
Staffing at the admin level at the AFL Barwon's also, I think, an issue as well. You've lost Sean Atkinson, you've lost Nathan Irvin. I believe, I don't know whether it's public, but I know you're losing another staff member in a high-ranking role as well that needs to be filled. Is that a concern that, you know, some people with experience and, you know, good relationships are gone?
Yes, it is, absolutely. It's one of those ones in sport that you lose good people, you don't want to lose them at the same time. We know we're going to because we're a stepping stone. And Sean, Nathan, and it's Georgia have been just magnificent for us over a long period of time. And we have left, they're going to leave us in a, yeah, they leave a gap. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But we've got to see that as an opportunity for the next group of people to come through. And that's what we see. It's a place that we should be able to foster and nurture these people to come through. And then we want to see them take the next step.
Develop
them, yeah, that's what it's all about. It's a bit like a, you know, footy and netball. You want to see them progress up the level. So for them to be going is really sad for us. But we've just got to see that as an opportunity now for the next people to come in and play a role for us.
Not as costly as Gertz, Mallon and O'Dowd all going at the end of 07 from Football Netball Geelong, is
not
it?
Even close.
That's a little in-joke because that was... that Mallon is now my wife, who worked with Michelle very closely for 3 or 4 years, and Steve O'Dowd was CEO at the time, and you're all up and left at the end of 07, just before Lee Hartman came in.
Yes, that's correct.
That was the sort of that change that took place there, and
yeah.
You all got... roles elsewhere. And
yes.
Was that when you went on to Masters Games?
Or? I did. Yeah, I'd had a stint there and then Netball Victoria and another stint at Masters Games and back to Netball Victoria and, you know, now I'm a public servant.
We won't hold that against you.
Nah,
nothing wrong with that.
Kirsch has won too. Well, Gertie, obviously you and I have had a relationship for, 15 years now, dealing with each other and... you know BS, and I think that's what people want out of their leaders. And I suspect if the role becomes yours, and we suspect it will, that you are the new chair of AFL Barwon. One, it's great because it's a female for something different. You know, obviously you broke the glass ceiling being a club president, which prepares you, I suppose, for life in the bigger realm of league administration. So, and having been obviously worked in administrating competitions as well, you've got a great handle on it. So we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Well, we'll probably talk to you again before the year is out.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all.
And given no heads up again this time.
Yeah.
It's way more fun for me.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Just you half a chip in and we're talking.
Stick the cans on.
Get in the van.
Great to chat and look forward to talking to you soon.
Yeah, thank you. And look, got some sushi here. Obviously, we're at High Sushi Oval and I did promise that there'd be something in here. So I've got a little snack for you guys as well. I did see some KFC here too. So I think you're all sorted for the day.
Yes, absolutely. The Hoskins really look after us. They're outstanding. Good to see you, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks
Michelle.
Michelle Gertz joining us.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.